It's time now for 90 Mile View, the series that gives us glimpses into the lives of folks who live and work in worlds different from our own. Following in his father's footsteps, Howard Blunder raises cattle in the Chase County portion of the Flint Hills of Kansas. When we last spoke, Howard and his fellow ranchers were facing their second year of severe drought. Howard, so good to have you again, and thanks for stepping off the tractor for us this morning.
Sure.
Now, we've been lucky with the rainfall here in the Kansas City area, Howard. What's the status of the drought in and around Chase County right now?
Well, it's varied quite a bit within the county. Over on my side of the county, which is the kind of northeast corner, things are pretty much improved, especially from a year ago. We are not, you know, out of the drought by any means, but things are looking pretty decent right now. You get farther west in the county, and the situation is not good. They are basically as dry as they were a year ago.
And what kinds of problems is that creating, Howard?
For me personally, I don't have any property in that area that where the extreme drought is, but, it's still being labeled in the extreme drought. Over on this side, it's moderated some.
Yeah.
And things hopefully, last night we missed a real good opportunity to have a rain again. We got nothing out of it, and so it makes you nervous, needless to say, when it kind of misses you.
You know, folks who are suffering from the drought down there, Howard, do they have insurance for it?
Is crop insurance available for those that choose to insure? Some do not. Most, with the changes in the ag programs from the federal government and that type of thing, more people are using crop insurance to get them through the real tough time.
You know, Howard, crop insurance has been sort of at the core of the next farm bill that's being worked on in Congress right now. How disappointed were you at the failure of Congress, the House specifically, to pass the farm bill last week?
We were disappointed, I think, probably industry-wide as far as people involved in agriculture on a daily basis. And, you know, there are other segments of the economy that are in the production side that it affects also. Your businessmen, the implement dealers, your seed and fertilizer companies that sell to us, it affects them also. It affects the whole economy, really, when you get down to what really happens. If the producer is not making any money, the chances are that they're not going to spend any money, anything other than just the bare necessities.
I've heard you say that signing up for farm programs is pretty complicated stuff.
It is. It's complicated. There's a lot of paperwork involved. It's constantly changing. The rules are changed almost in midstream on us, and, you know, you have to keep up on it virtually on a daily basis, or you're liable to miss something that you need to do that's very important to you.
Yeah.
They have done away with a lot of the federal government offices. Now, like in Chase County now, we no longer have Farm Service Agency. We have been combined with the adjacent county, and so especially if you live in the far west part of the county, you have to drive quite a ways to get to do your business.
We're,
and that, that's time out of your work day.
We're visiting with Howard Blender, who raises cattle in Chase County. You know, with so much government support these days, how profitable is farming, is ranching for you right now, Howard?
We're just getting by. I call it treading water. We aren't going under, but we aren't doing it very well either. The drought is a serious problem in that we've had to clean out ponds and that kind of thing that weren't figured into our plan for the year.
And you say cleaning out ponds, you mean what, Howard?
A source of water for the livestock.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's always the danger of them, getting, sick from, the blue-green algae. And I'm sure that most people have heard of it because they put up, for people to stay out of lakes and that type of thing when they, it's found because it's being monitored all the time.
I mean, do you have enough money left over, for extras like a vacation once a year, Howard?
No, there really isn't. Not at this point in time. It's pretty limited. We've tightened up the belt some more, and if we don't need it, we don't do it. And take a day or two and just sit at home. And, if you're spending money buying fuel, driving somewhere or going somewhere, if it's, you're shortened up, that type of thing. It's, day trip, I should say.
Well, Howard, come on back in a few weeks. We'll talk about the renovation of the Chase County Courthouse down there and into a really spectacular building. And thanks for taking some time, Howard.
Thank you.
You bet.